Good morning. 00 hours. 31 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 01:00. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02:00. Snow. 32 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 03:00. Ice. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Ice. 32 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 05:00. Ice. 32 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Cloudy. 33 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 07:00. 33 degrees. Good morning. 08:00. 33 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 09:00. Cloudy. 34 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KCZ for a radio check.
Good morning. 10:00. Cloudy. 34 degrees.
WSDL, WBAITL. Anyone know if the other repeater is down?
What was the question?
WAYIC.
Yeah, WBAICU. I was wondering if anyone knew if the other 3-6 is down.
Oh, I don't know for sure. Yeah, I'm on a Lapeer repeater, so I wouldn't know about the others right now.
Okay, well, the power's down at my house. It might be down over there, too, but normally it doesn't extend that far. Hey, thanks. I'll just go back and check it now and then. I'm running off battery, of course, since I ain't got no power.
Yeah, real good. What do you got? Are you up that way?
Well, we did have it. Still kind of icy out on the sidewalks and the road, but not as bad. I would have thought if it was, you know, that would have caused it, it would have happened overnight instead of happening at 10 o'clock. Just, I was on the computer and everything just went out, lights, everything. Okay, I'll let you go then. Thanks for the callback.
No problem. Have a good morning, WAYRC.
73, WBAICU.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 35 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 38 degrees.
N8LJN, hold monitoring.
What's she up to there, young man? WAYRC.
I'm doing okay, Mike. How about you? I am just going to help my son do a brake repair. Well, the weather is sort of nice.
Yeah, that's fun. Hopefully it's inside. I got some, what do they call them? Stabilizer? I don't know. Something in front of my town and country. A couple bars that go kind of on an angle. I got one that's kind of rattling. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And I got to switch them out eventually. But not today.
Yeah, probably the sway bars. When the bushings get old, they will rattle. Or when they wear out, of course. Done that many times, and it's well worth the effort. Just the bushings are very inexpensive, but the work is a little involved sometimes.
Hey, I've never done that kind of stuff. I mean, I could tear it apart and probably do it. Just haven't done it, so I'll probably get off and figure out, I need another tool, but got lots of tools, but probably not the right one.
You probably got the right tools. And that town and country is a relatively new car, so the one problem that always seems to be an issue with the sway bar bushing clamps are the bolts. Those nuts always seem to rust up pretty well. Say a little prayer for rusty bolts to come free.
Yeah, maybe me and penetrating oil or WD-40 or something. But, yeah, I'll have to tackle that one of these days. I ain't too worried about it. It's not falling off yet.
Yeah, PB Blaster is my go-to for penetrating to free up things. I've also heard that, what's it called? It's nail polish remover. I can't think of the name of it, but it's the same material that's in brake cleaner. And I just saw a video where some guy used that to kind of work it back and forth and get it off. Anyways, been working on the Go Box for Aries, so version 2 should be ready for the January meeting. Looking forward to getting more feedback on that. And that's been kind of my primary thing on radio stuff. I couldn't make it to the Christmas dinner last week. And are you doing anything on the 10-meter contest this weekend?
You know, all these years I have not. I'm not exactly sure what to do. I could have got the time to do it. In fact, I'm sitting in front of everything right now. But, yeah, I've never jumped in to actually do one of them. That's not the same thing as 10-10 number, nothing. It's just all just a 10-meter operation, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I saw where a few of the club members were getting in yesterday. It probably ended at noonish today is what my guess was. But, yeah, boy, I tell you, those higher bands are in HF are really hot this year with the solar maximum coming up. So it's really interesting. I'm quite impressed at how well, because I never spent any time up there in 15 or 10, let alone 6. And so it's really interesting how well they're working this year.
Yeah, they are doing pretty good. In fact, I was listening to somebody on POTA. I have a new program, well, a few of us do now, but Hammers Pro, and they're updating that thing like every other day, but they're doing a good job on it, and all you got to do is click on the person you want to make contact to. It fills in the log and hit save, and it saves it, and move on to the next one. Each one that they're on that frequency operates your radio at the same time with the FL rig. And you click on it and turns your radio to that frequency, and away you go. So it's working pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard that Hammers is the go-to for POTA. And 2 years ago at the picnic, Scott was running it when I got on for my first time activating, and boy, was that a blast, and it sure does make it easy. He might have been using Hammers on his smartphone last August when we were doing that and I was on. Sure is a lot of fun, and it sure does sound like a very good logging program. I greatly enjoy POTA. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to have to activate myself someday, but for now I enjoy hunting. It's sure been a blast to kind of get out there and find activators.
Yeah, I'll get out there too when it gets a little nicer weather. Anyway, yeah, that new, it's the new version of Hammer, so it has a little more features, and probably another month they'll add something else to it, but it keep up, it's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I got some work on my go-box here, and I got to flip it around. It takes 2 minutes and a boy to flip it around, but it's getting heavier by the moment, so 7-3, have a good day, W8YRC.
All right, Mike, well, thanks for answering my call. And when you're flipping that go-box around, be careful with that newly repaired shoulder. Really glad that's working well for you. You have yourself a good day. 7-3, NEDLJN, clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KS8CPP, monitoring.
KSA CLL, got you loud and clear.
How are you doing, Archie?
I'm doing good. How are you? I'm doing alright. Actually, snow seems to be melting outside, so now I'm just trying to get the Bluetooth programming website from Old Master to get my that tape radio, the TVH-8 that I got back from you programmed. It doesn't want to let me use the data. Probably because it doesn't have business yet, but anyway, we'll get back to you, Ricky.
Okay, well, just recording a short contact for my YouTube channel, so that's nice. And yeah, it was nice talking with you on the air. Hopefully you can get your Bluetooth programming to work, and I will say 73 from KF8CPP. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa, you have yourself a good one. This is KF8CPP, we'll be going clear.
KF8CLL, will be clear, and 12. And 73, you are. 73, you are. Clear after your final six.
NACLC, NACYU, Jerome Dickens. NACLC, NACYU, how about it, Vic? NACYU, clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
This is KF8CPP. Jason, KF8CLL, is that you? Your signal is very quiet there, but I think it was you.
Yes, this is me. Do you have a copy on me? This is KF8CLL.
Yes, it's quiet, but yes, I do have a copy.
KF8CPP, this is KF8CLL. Do you have a better copy on my signal now?
This is KF8CPP. Yes, it's a little better. Still a bit quiet, but it's better. This is KFACPT. Yes, I do have a copy. A little bit of interference, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm not confirmed with any bad strategy, so I'm not going to be able to get the
Okay, okay, gotcha. I don't know, really don't know what to talk about right now. I assume you're going to go to your aunt's house really soon. I think it's, yeah, like right next door to your house, so, yeah.
All right, I'm back outside. I got to find my mom because we're supposed to be making cookies next door at my aunt's house. I just came from there.
Oh, cool, cookies. What kind are they?
There's all sorts of cookies that were mentioned. I just found my mom. My mom apparently heard me from my room, even though I was next door. KFACL.
That's funny. Yeah, she thought. That's funny. Speaking of cookies, my mom made chocolate chip cookies that are really good. A little bit on the crunchy side, but they're really good, nonetheless. This is KFACPD.
Yeah, I just got a good chance to repeat it. I don't want to check it to make sure I'm connected, so. Anyway, KFACLL. Back to Rick.
Alright. Okay, so. Don't really know what else to talk about, so I guess I'll let you go for now. 73 to you. I hope you enjoy those cookies over there at your aunt's house. So, yeah. 73 from KFACPP. I'll be going clear.
Yeah, about that. Most of them were not even going to be eating today, so I don't know.
Oh, how come? How come you won't be eating most of them?
Yeah, so.
I did not copy your last signal there. What were you trying to say? It kept cutting in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria Mobile, returning home.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, the control station for Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clarinet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on a near frequency of 39 and 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the section as section emergency coordinator. From the group, I have the following stations listed: WB8 USA, WB8 TQZ, WB8 TKL, KW5AS, WD8 AXB, and KADD. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9 India Alpha Romeo.
KD9IAR, boy, I haven't heard you in a while. You got a good signal tonight. Thank you. Next station, please.
Go ahead, KJBD.
Yeah, can you place the general net call, please?
Will do. This is KJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to join, please call now. Again, Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to join, call now. This is K8JBD.
November 8, Echo, November, Extra, Julia, India, Mike.
KADON, this is KJBD, nothing heard.
Okay, thank you, Jim, KJBD, KADON, Michigan Section ARPSCNet. I am just cheating here, looking at my watch to see what's on my calendar this week as I left my phone upstairs. He caught me in the middle of this. I was just finishing up putting together a piece of furniture for my son, and saw the time and said, hey, I got to get down here because I knew that he wasn't going to make it. So anyway, good evening, everybody. Appreciate you all coming out. We've got, let's see here, this past week, yesterday, I just got back. I went up Friday night. Got to see a lot of snow up in Gaylord when I made a stop there, and also they had plenty of snow on the ground up in Manistique, which is where I was staying. We worked with the District D folks. They had an exercise put together. It was a classroom exercise covering all of the non-incident parts of the position task book. Ended up with eight people being able to participate. We had three people who completed their task book, so they had other tasks that had been previously completed. Another two people have one more task to go each, different tasks, and they'll be able to accomplish those at just about any time. And then the remaining folks have another event to go through, and they will go through. They are planning to have one or two of the upcoming events that will be normally public service events. We are able to structure those as NIMS organized, and so they'll be able to get those folks through the book in there, as well as other volunteers that might be up in the area. So if you're interested in working on your task book, you might want to reach out to QA, Bob, Delta, Charlie, KATDC, Mr. Pete Gosser, and he will see if he can squeeze you in there to help. And if not, it's certainly to fund a couple of events. So we've got Rock Club running and a running race that's later in the spring. So that's that's the week past. Upcoming this week, I've got, I believe it's Wednesday, the Cobalt Magna 25 measles review. Measles, the master scenario is not much, so we're just kind of doing a checkpoint. A big exercise is going to run for about a week, and so there's a lot of moving parts coming together, a lot of agencies involved, and there will definitely be some Oxcom injects. Communication. And Thursday, I'm going to head down. I'll be down on and visit the club over there. Dave Fertle, the EC, he's a new EC over there. He took over from Paul Reinhardt. He has asked if I could come in and give a talk on Oxcom, the folks that have some interest in it. So we'll be meeting up with them. And I think I was kind of on my calendar. I just kind of, like I said, scrambled over to my wife. So other than that, it'll be a quiet week overall, at least as far as Oxcom goes. All right, I'll shut up, and let me go next to WDAUSA to be followed by WDATTE. Mr. Joe, how are things over your way?
Yeah, well, they're pretty cold, Max, as you could well imagine. No sunshine today, but you can expect it. I've got a relay for you. When JBD was calling for check-ins, I picked up a Kilo Echo 8. Juliet, Kilo India, he was weak readable here, so you might want to put him at the bottom of the roster board.
Did you say Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, Alpha, Juliet?
Negative, Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet, Kilo India, over.
Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet, Kilo India, I think I got it that time.
Okay, good enough, so I want to make sure I got that in. And good enough on KB9I. Don has been making the rounds on a lot of nets, Michigan Tri-Cat and the Max Net has been checking in. Even a Great Lakes emergency in Tri-Cat, so he had an antenna that was down for a long time and had help putting another one up. I think he's running an NSAT. He'll explain it more on his transmission, but good for him. And boy, he's getting his revenge, isn't he? So good for you, Don. Skipping the rest and some pretty good signals. Max, I just one kind of check. You were loud and clear. You have decayed a little bit. You're readable. There you go. All right, well, let's see what's going on here. Well, the only noteworthy, well, I have two noteworthy items. Number one, looks like we'll be going to the NROP convention this year, next year. The Red Cross out of Grand Rapids is sponsoring me, so I took that open slot. So after an absence of a few years, looks like I'll be going back. I'm looking forward to it. Not looking forward to returning to Michigan from Florida, but you've got to you gotta let something go in order to take something in that's really worthwhile. And I do have my business cards printed up. As I'm sure Bradley, if he's sponsoring NACs, I'm seeing that he'll be pushing business cards. So I took a plug and got some. Well, let's see, and then the other newsworthy item, all quiet in accounting, number one. Number two is that the Red Cross Radio Room project I've been working on, and another fellow, Randy, a non-amateur Red Cross volunteer, is almost complete after working on it since June. There are a total of seven antennas up there. Two HF dipoles, and then the rest are tri-band or dual-band antennas, ground planes. Two of them have 220 capability, and doggone it, because of proper pre-planning, the SWR is basically flat on all of them. So I couldn't be more pleased. So that's wrapping up. The last little bit is programming the laptop computers that are going in there, hanging some pictures on the wall, and then celebrate with some kind of a event. Not sure what it's going to be. We've already had the station on here. That's on the reception report. So that was a good thing. Anyway, enough of my yakking. Back to you, Mike. Matt, thanks for running it, and all have a safe week upcoming. Over.
All right, Joe, thank you for all of that. Your signal was good pretty much all the way through there, and you've taken a little bit of a tape, but still good readable. the fickleness of the band. Good job. They get me radio room all set up there, and really nice work on the antennas. So it's good to hear that everything's nice and flat as SWR wise. And thank you as well for passing along the extra check-in there. I've got them added to the roster. Next, let's go to WBATTZ, followed by WBATKL. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Castile County?
Good afternoon, Max. KHD1 and Michigan Air PSC to the BTQC. Well, actually, we're doing a lot better up here for weather than other areas around here. We've had relatively very little snow, which, unless you're fine, is a good thing. And, things are working out pretty well. We're still caught up with it. I found that when I did finally go out and, check my antennas there. Of course, I slacked off on a few halyards to see what kind of shape they were in. They were in pretty good shape, but I obviously did not get the 75 meter and 33 point back where it was. It had tuned up the transmission. So I guess this next one, maybe tomorrow or the next day, I need to get out there and see if I can tweak it a little bit more and get it where I belong. I did receive an email from Chuck Brew up in Mackinac City regarding a bison refresher online. I see in the attachment, which I didn't read until today, that today is the last day to register for it, so I guess I'll take a shot at that and see if I can avail myself of that. But it seems like an easy way to get brushed up, and it seems like convenient enough, especially this time of year. That's about all the news here. About you.
All right, Mike, thank you. WBATKL-KEAP1 Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Yes, so it's good. Yeah, it's always good to be able to check the antennas before the snow gets too deep up there. Nice to hear you're surviving the weather as well. Yes, that MySim professor training, you can mention that over the weekend while I was yesterday. Pete was promoting that a bit as well. I guess Bryce is going to be running that class. So it should be a good one. Hope you enjoy it there. And the dream will get checked in. Let's see, we're going to go to WBATKL and then we'll take a standby here. Mr. J, how are things down your way?
Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Kilo Lima, Jay in Ypsilanti Township. Well, I'm currently looking at on my laptop here at a picture of one of my fellow ham neighbor's backyard. He's got a camera that watches his backyard, but it's on the Arden Microwave Network. And I'm getting a really nice color photograph, and not much going on in his backyard at the moment, but it does confirm the network is up and running. So we're going to be, the Aero Radio Club is going to be going out to a public park in Ann Arbor this time, Hunt Park, and the guys will be setting up in the cold and the rain, so not that cold. We're expecting about 50 degrees that day. We'll see how it is after sunset, but it will be a bit wet, and the guys will be setting up some of their HF stations and Arden's nodes and hopefully some 220 megahertz operations, but they'll be setting up in the park as we do every the third Monday of every month. We do this year-round, no matter what the weather. There are only two of us who belong to the 6 Degrees Club, where we showed up for an outing that was, the temperature was only 6 degrees, and that was rather a fun one, but there were only two of us that were willing to go and set up gear and brave the elements. But this time I'm going to go and set up an Arden node, shoot over the tops of all the tall buildings in downtown Ann Arbor. We will be on high ground and establish a link into the main body of the network and see what's to be seen. We'll also be promoting 220 megahertz operations now that we've got a 220 megahertz. Cross-linked with our main T-meter machine. So when we do the Monday night net, the guys will be able to check in with their handy-talkies or their rigs or whatever, and we're going to see how many of them will show up and actually do that. Monday night nap. Can you wonder what's going on around the state with regard to the ARES? This is an ARPANET after all, so it covers ARES, MTS, Skywarn, Oxcom, and Raytheon. So I'm kind of wondering what's happening around the state in the ARES world. With that, WBATKO, back to that.
Okay, Jay, thank you for your comments there. Good luck out at the park there. I hope that the weather does turn out to be warm and not too wet for you when you guys get set up there. You're certainly having a lot of fun with the hiding net there. It sounds like one of your cohorts there down, is, down that way has managed to create a homebrew security system with the imaging net. All right, this is TEDUM. We'll take a standby here to see if there's anyone else who'd like to join in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? I heard the repeaters striking up. Is any OBU out there, this KEADUM?
Yeah, I checked in early. I just heard if you didn't call me, I'd just be quiet.
All right, I got you in on the roster there. Real quick, do you have any comments to that?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Isaiah, I got you checked in. I was wondering if you had any comments to that.
I'm currently noise-free from the local grow operation. I spent the last week. Took down all of his lights and reinstalled a complete new lighting system. Sometimes you have to take it a little bit to an extreme to get rid of your interference, but you know what? I'm a happy camper.
Hey, that's not so bad. He's probably doing okay in Florida, and as a result of it, everybody's happy. Good deal. Thank you, for as always, for providing the remote and riding along here. All right, let's go to KW5AS and to be followed by WDAXP. Mr. Skip, how are things up in Milwaukee?
This is KW5AS. Well, things are very, very foggy. It's going to be above freezing this evening and tomorrow morning, at least for a couple of days. So it'll be a good time to get outside, see if I can get some more antenna work done. Other than that, not much happening around the area. It's kind of a bland time of year. You know, it's one of those things, haven't had any real heavy snow yet, so it's one of those things that we're just doing what we can, and, you know, just kind of taking it easy, getting the shack in order, probably do some antenna work since the weather will be warm and the coax won't be frozen to the ground, and that'll be about it for the week, KW5AS.
All right, KW5AS, KEADUM. Boy, you have a solid signal coming into Midland here this evening. You're loud and clear, sir. Next speaker is WDEASPD, followed by KAJBD. Mr. Charlie, how are things down your way?
Well, good afternoon, Max and everybody. This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Nice to hear KB5IAR. I sent a quick text message to Don and reminded him of the net, and I knew his he had some antenna issues, but then I didn't know what his status was, but I was able to hear him check in, which is not always easy to do because we're kind of close, and I guess our antennas don't orient well for ground wave, but Don, we heard you today quite well. Let's see here. Yeah, I found out that Brett wasn't going to be on the net tonight. I did let a bunch of other stations know in Southwest Michigan to, it's like, hey, you know, stations, if you can check in, at least check your rig out and do some listening if you got other things going in the background. Boy, I wish this net could grow in active check-ins, that's for sure. I don't know why we don't get more. Yes, I understand people have family and dinner things on Sundays, but really, every Sunday? And sometimes we even take Sundays off for for holiday reasons that we don't have net. So yeah, there you go. Well, tomorrow one of my plans is to try to do a temporary patch on a piece of coax outside that I accidentally cut when I was going after some weeds and growing weedy vines, and the weedy vine that I cut was actually wrapped around a piece of coax going to one of my HF antennas. I've got three HF wire antennas, and only two of them are fit for duty right now, so I would really like to get my third one set up, and I can do it in the rain. I just don't want to do it with, 6 inches of snow on the ground or have it be any colder. So, yeah, we're supposed to get up to, I think, around 50, upper 40s to around 50 tomorrow here in Kalamazoo County. Let's see, was there something else? I guess not at this time, so we will turn it back to you there, Max, NetControl, and yeah, your signal's been pretty steady, but now the fading is starting to start, so must be the sun is going down or something, so you're up and down, up and down. KEDON, back to you, sir, from WDAXB, over.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Yeah, you had a really good signal coming in here all the way through, and thank you for promoting the net around the area there. We did get some nice turnout from Southwest Michigan, and it never hurts to promote it further. All right, next, let's go to KAJBD, to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KADON, KAJBD. Good afternoon, and hello to all on the net. Today, Jim, ECRF in Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. KB8AY is in the process of finalizing our NCF schedule for next year for the Washtenaw ARPSC and the Siren Test Net. So we're getting that squared away coming up for next year. Other than that, not too much going on. However, I did hear again Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Kilo India, trying to check in again. So just thought I'd bump that out and see if maybe he sort of heard it. Anyway, great signal here tonight, 5x9, armchair copy. Anyway, good afternoon to all, and hopefully everybody has a great upcoming week. So back to you. This is Kilo 8 and Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you very much, and thank you for confirming the call. Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, Kilo, and Mr. Pete up there in up the west branch. We'll get to you. And, yes, I'm glad it was that one and not what I had written down, Kilo Alpha 8. That's an expired call. So, very good. Thank you. And, by the way, you can tell KB8AY, really gateway is working nicely. I hit it with 5 watts from here with my X6100. So it did a very nice job. First try out. All right, we'll go next to KB9IAR to be followed by KEHAKI. Mr. Don, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yes, I've had antenna collect problems quite a while. And I ordered an NFED half wave, 130 foot. And had KE8UU and WB8KC come over to you and put it up for me. And I'm pretty happy with it. It's doing a great job for me. That's about all I have. Back to net control. KEDON, KB9IAR.
All right, Don, thank you for checking in this evening, KB9IAR. Good to hear you again. I haven't heard you in quite a while, but always good to hear you. Sounds like you're doing well, and it's always good to have friends who can climb on things and put sticks up in the air for us. KB8SWR once came over and do that around my roof for a couple of antennas. I appreciate your answer to get a good use out of those. Let's see here now. We're going to go to KEAJKI. KEAJKI, KEADON. Can we do a signal check?
Anybody here?
KJBD,
yes, he's on.
I'm still not sure that my radio is set up correctly here. But nothing new to report, just as of last week. We are still planning on going in and cleaning up the IOSCO EOC to try to get those communications back in a restored condition there. So,
KAJKI has concluded his comments.
All right, thanks for relaying that. Pete, I couldn't hear your comments, unfortunately. I think your signal went right over my house this time. So, hopefully we'll be able to catch you next time there. Thank you for checking in. I do appreciate it. Pete is, by the way, one of our newest ECs on taking care of things up there. All right, this is KAJKI. We're at the bottom of the roster, so I'm going to pause here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to check into the net before we close. Yes, so please call now. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we will close this session of the net. We had 11 check-ins and 27 minutes of airtime. I want to thank everybody for checking in this evening, taking a little bit of time out of your Sunday, as Charlie mentions it. And I do appreciate that. I hope you all have a great evening and have a good week ahead. Stay dry or off the ground as well in some of the days it's slippery. But anyway, stay safe and healthy, as it were. And I will look forward to seeing you all again or talking with you all again in the next week. This is KEDLM closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. KEDLM out.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 37 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, 37 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KF8CB, this is KF8CLL, do you copy?
Good evening, 20 hundred hours, 37 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
This is KF8CPP. Yes, I do have a copy. Heard you loud and clear. All right, you ready to do the test image? Yep, so you can just tell me what to do. Or can you tell me what to do here, so I just so I know? Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick. I have to pull up that page. Yeah, I think I already have it pulled up. Yeah, so I'll help you get through it. All right, I'll be waiting by until you're ready, when you're ready. Okay, for some reason, my radio is being stubborn, and every so often, it'll just completely cut out all the audio. I think I need to reset it. Give me like 10 seconds, 15, 20 seconds to reset it so I can try to see if that fixes it. It's done it before, and that's what the solution was, so. KFACLL will be on standby. All right, take your time, I'll be on standby as well. KF8CPP. KF8CLL, I have returned. All right, Reggie, you ready to get this image sent over? Yep, sure am. All right, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Lima Lima. And Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa will now be transmitting a slow scan image. There was an add-on to 146.700 repeater from the WATCI organization. They just ran a slow scan at 8 o'clock. Those offices after 9 o'clock. So. Anyway, Ricky, so are you ready to get the page set up? We already have the page. You go back to the TV and select the mode and upload the image. This is KF8CPP. Yes, I'm ready to send an image. I've got a mode selected. I got PD120, and I'm just selecting an image now. All right, so what I'm going to want you to do is, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want to save the audio file as a WAV file, or just simply play it after encoding it? Which would you rather do? Because you can download it and save it for later, so you can retransmit that image again. You don't have to pick through it again. Just if you want to send it some other time to, say, another SSD you can have, like, something. Which would you prefer? I'll just do the WAV file way, the saving it. Alright, so you got your mode selected, you said, you got PD120. And, you got an image selected already? Yep, I've got an, hang on, let me see, it's not doing it. It's not selecting the file, what the heck. KSHCCC, do you still have a copy? Yes, I do still have a copy. When I select the image, click on Photo Library, I click on the image, I click Done, but it still says no file selected. Is there a reason for that? I guess just try refreshing the page. This is KFA CLO. Hang on, I'll just open it in Chrome. Give me a second here. This is KF8CPP. Ricky, I'm going to have you share your screen. So that way I can see it. Because you are on that messenger call, just need to back up. So I'm going to go clear for the moment. Or rather, I guess I will be on that standby for the moment. So, Ricky, KF8CPP. This is KF8CLO. I'm going on standby. All right, this is KF8CPP. I'll be going on standby as well. KF8CPP to KF8CLL. Do you copy? This is PO5-8, Charlie. Yes, I've got you loud and clear. Cool. All right. Yeah, I'm ready to send that image now. Should be able to encode it right now. Yeah, as soon as the repeater drops, so you can do it, so. I guess start out. KF8CLL, going on standby for the image to be transmitted. Hi, KF8CPP, you're ready to go. Wait, hold on. So do I click on encode or download? Watch that. You need to click on download and then play the file from your music player or whatever is on your iPad. So do that first and then I'll still be on standby waiting for your image. So you still have to tell me what mode it's going to be. Alright, give me just a second, it's in PD 120, and just give me just a second here, and I will send the image. Once I get to the file, I will let the repeater drop. I think recent? No, where's the sound? Here, I'll try looking in the Chrome folder. Chrome. Here we are. Chrome. Make sure this is the right one. All right. What the heck? Where is it at? Here we go. I think I found it. So give me just a second and make sure it's the right one. And else I should send it in just a few seconds. All right. Just one more note. It's the whole shebang is about 4 minutes long, the whole audio file. So, yep, so just I'll send it right now, PD-120, if you didn't catch it earlier.
Break, you do not need to do that. I just need to tell you right now, before you send it, don't let it run the full duration. You're going to have to pause that file, because there's actually, like, only about... Okay, so PD-120 is 120 seconds. The whole actual encoded part is 120 seconds, so it's not 4 minutes long. It should only be about just over two. And then after that, the mark where it ends, it'll just be a tone, and it's really annoying. So pause it after that ends. But anyway, you are clear to the music. You're a CLL on standby.
So I just let it go for 2 minutes?
Yeah, keep your speaker held next to your PCC. You're going to have to hold your PCC down. But then, you should be good to go. So, just don't let it run the full duration. Otherwise, half of it will be a continuous annoying, just singing tone. And that gets really annoying. Anyway, you're clear to go. You're at the end of the stand back to the image.
All right, I will send the image right now. As soon as the repeater drops.
Thank you.
please tell me what I'm looking at. At the very bottom, I got a good amount of it. And it looks like some like type of text or something. It's a text message directory or something. I don't know. It is a screenshot from my game. It's a game mode. It's called Tartarus in the Tornado Alley Ultimate game that I like to play. So, yeah, it's not really a text message directory, but, yeah. Yep, it's just a screenshot from that little secret room in the lobby in the Tornado Alley Ultimate game. Yeah, I just noticed the Roblox jump button in the lower right-hand corner of it. KFACLO. Yeah. The upper half is just nonsense. I couldn't tell what it was because it didn't decode properly, but I put the mic closer to the radio and got the rest of it, so. It worked out pretty nice for that last half. Yeah, it's 873, and that was a nice test session. 873, and I'll be there after your mic. Alright, KF8CPP, I'll be going clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W... Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. 37 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, 37 degrees.